You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello and welcome to Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're going to be talking about rising above difficult times in your life. You know, sometimes it's unluck of the draw, right? Or, you know, it's just sometimes things happen to us in life and we have no control over it. We're born into a situation, but we do have the ability to rise above it, to set ourselves on a different course that we choose to go on. So we're going to be talking about that throughout the show. Also, in our next segment, we're going to be joined by our inspirational guest, Michelle Dickinson. And she really had to rise above her raising because she grew up with a mom who had mental illness. And it really defined who she thought she was for many years until she was able to crack the code and really heal from within and set her own journey. So stay with us there. Also, we're taking your calls, of course. That's 800-333-0001. And if you want to hear today's show again or any of our episodes, we always encourage you to check out the 24-hour station. If you can get that on the App Store by looking for Living Full Out Radio, or if you have an Alexa Echo, go to your skills and put Living Full Out in there. And also our website, of course, livingfullout.com. Just look for all the episodes. And most of all, I find that when it comes to rising above those difficult times, right, it really takes kind of a support team to do so. I know I've had, you know, childhood obstacles I faced, you know, from divorce of my family to health issues in my family to being diagnosed with RP myself. And then later on in my life, you know, I've had miscarriages, I've had, you know, infidelity, I've had so many different things happen, financial crises. And what I have learned is during those times, yuck, 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 right? And for some of us, we even contemplate whether we even can survive it or want to survive it. But I'm urging you to hang in there. Because if you can get through the weeds, if you can get through the fire, I promise you on the other side is great things. It's not always going to look good. It's not going to be the same. You might have had a vision for your life and it didn't work out that way. But you have the ability to choose who you hang out with. You really do. And I don't want you to ever feel trapped in a job, because you're not. And also when it comes to relationships, I mean, whether it be friends or a partner or even sometimes your own family, embrace the idea of letting go, okay? So when you're not trapped by difficult times, by your past, you are able to say, you know what, I grew up, you know, unfortunately in, you know, unfinancial times, my parents struggled. I don't want you to say, I'm forever going to struggle, because you're not. If you see your family go through a divorce or your parents were in and out of different relationships, it doesn't mean that you can't have a happy one. It does take you being able to look backwards and see what was unhealthy, what caused that toxic environment, what caused the uncommunication, the inconnection that occurred, and then figure out what you want to do differently in your present day or future to have a stable work environment or friendships or relationships. Now, I am getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go check in with them, see what's going on. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Hi. I was just wondering if you had any advice on meeting new people after college.
Ah, well, you know, that is actually a really good question, right? Because when you're in college, you're already so social between classes mm-hmm. and social groups and all of that. So did you recently graduate?
Yeah, I graduated in December 2019.
Well, first of all, congratulations. Woohoo, right? Okay.
Thank you.
Now, here, do you want the good news? The good news is, okay, when you're in high school, when you're in college, there are those social groups, right? And that's what they're there for, to have you, you know, meet all different walks of life. But after you graduate, now you're able to go where you want to go, in the sense of you could join professional groups. There's like in-person groups, of course, LinkedIn. There's what I truly love, meetup.com. That website's in multiple cities. I don't know. Have you checked that out before? Meetup.com?
No, I have not.
Yeah. Go online today. Check it out. Now, obviously, depending on where you are in the world here, Some places may be more open than others, but there are a lot of, even a lot of those groups right now are online to keep it going. And they have happy hour groups and volleyball groups and board game groups and you name it, single groups. So check that out. And also, you know, church, or whether it be, you know, clubs, there's a lot of athletic clubs. Like I have a lot of friends who play tennis and they're part of social groups for tennis or even soccer. But I guess the real question is, what fires you up? Like if you can meet multiple yous, what are you looking for in friendships?
I guess I'm just looking for people who are in the same walk of life as I am. You know, after you graduate, you have a hard time relating to everything you might have done freshman, sophomore year of college, but you're also not completely into the workforce yet. So it would be great to just meet people from different walks of life and get advice on what to do, your jobs, and different things, like different interests and stuff like that.
Well, consider, you know, as an alumni, consider seeing if your school has a group where others who have graduated, maybe recently or decades down the line, you know, where's that hub, right? And then even when you go on sites like LinkedIn, you know, looking for others who have gone to your school or schools near you, or, you know, maybe you could search and see when others have graduated. You know, maybe there's a way to put in the graduation date. And then when you go to Meetup, obviously, that site that I recommend, you know, search college, search university, search, you know, keywords that would relate to what it is that you're looking for. I really love that you're open to friendships. I always say myself, I'm always accepting applications for friendships, love them. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you meet people with intention. And that's why I asked you the question you did, because you want to meet people that are going to bring you to your highest and best self. So, you know, rub elbows with other career-minded people. Or if you're looking for love, mingle with other single people that are, you know, that would be good wing woman, wing man to go out with, right? You kind of have to know, what kind of friendships do I want? And that would dictate it a lot. And that's why even when you go to that meetup.com site, even if you don't want friends professionally, you don't really need them even as a romantic relationship, they have the playful things on there, board games. Who doesn't love that, right? So just kind of have an idea for what you're looking for and it'll all work out great. But I appreciate that question very much.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for the advice and giving me that resource. I'll definitely have to think about it and go on there and browse and see what they have.
I love it. And honestly, anybody who gets to be your friend is lucky. I'm signing up. Where's the application? Okay. Thank you for calling in.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And for everybody listening, you know, when we talk today about, you know, what we need, what we want in life, and that our past does not dictate our future, that we can rise above those difficult times, you know, hearing that last caller, did you hear the optimism, the desire to not like look back and think, oh my gosh, the friendships I lost, the people that I no longer see in class? You know, she's not dwelling on the past. She's a present thinker into the future. She's, who are the people now that I can hang out with? You know, growing her sphere of influence, her friendship base into the future. So just consider, are you someone that is living in your past? Or are you someone that is relishing and embracing and loving your present? Or are you someone that is always so busy looking ahead that, you know, you're running, which is exhausting, but those are the future people. Now, personally, I have to say, I'm a bit of a present day future person myself, but it's when you know what type of personality you are, you know, that will allow you to kind of, again, look at those difficult times in your past with perspective. Again, if you're someone who is stuck in the past, you have to say to yourself, you know what? what happened to me as a child, I'm a grown-up now. I get to do it my way. Or what that person did to me, the way they bullied me, the way they put me down, you want to say to yourself, that's their problem. That's their flaw, not yours. Today, it's all about living full out, rising above those difficult times in your life. Stay with us. We'll be coming right back with Michelle Dickinson. You don't want to miss her story. Truly inspiring. And again, check us out all through social media today because we have a lot of different postings of inspiration to keep you really geared up in your career mind goals, heart-centered goals like relationships, and just staying organized and on point and living a purposeful life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is the Living Full Out Show. I'm Nancy Soleri. Stay tuned.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way
for an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
I'm Nancy Soleri, Certified Life and Business Coach. I want to invite you to the Personal Development Bootcamp. During the bootcamp, we're going to be looking at taking those insecurities that you have and getting rid of them. We're also going to look at ways in which you can thrive and live a life full of purpose. Go to livingfullout.com/bootcamp, livingfullout.com/bootcamp to sign up. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I'm concerned about children's health. Many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us. My name is Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about rising above difficult times in our life. And, you know, we've all been there. No one escapes it. Something's going to happen to you. And hopefully it's very, very small and not huge. But I don't know anybody who hasn't had an obstacle. I can't think of one person. So the thing is how do you get through it? How do you go to good, positive coping skills? How do you take the lessons from the hard moments and pay it forward to other people? Well, our inspirational guest today, Michelle Dickinson, she's a great example of what it's like to rise above how you were raised and you know, getting through hard times. She had to deal with her mom having a mental illness and not feeling like it was all her fault. And she'll be explaining more about that in her own words. So I'd very much like to welcome Michelle to the show.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you for having me.
Hi, thank you. Now, Michelle, I know you grew up in a town where, you know, everybody was pretty well-to-do. Doctors, lawyers, you know, everybody kind of had the perfect life. But you were living a secret. And what was happening, if we could have peered in your home, if it had been a glass house and we could have seen what was going on, what would we have seen?
Yeah, I mean, at any given point, you would have seen a lot of sadness or a lot of mania, definitely a lot of upset, not a traditional home, you know, a lot of emotional highs and emotional lows, because it was like riding a roller coaster with my mother's illness.
And what was her actual illness? Was she actually diagnosed?
Yeah, she was diagnosed with bipolar when I was a very young girl, and she was treated for it on and off. But the challenge with mental illness, and continues to be probably a little bit better now than back then, is the compliance with her medication. She would feel like she was feeling better and take herself off the medication, and that would have her crash even harder.
Wow. Now I really feel for people who have mental illness, because it's tricky. You don't see it. It's not like a disability you see. And sometimes it's really hard to even find the words of what it feels like. And I know later in life, which we'll get to, you were able to get a little bit of your mom's world. But I also think, as much as it is about the person who has the mental illness going through it, it's the people who live in the home. And you, when you were 4 years old, that's when you really started to realize that your mom was different than others. But it also started to change your ability to live full out, to be you. You couldn't have friends over. You were embarrassed. Can you share with us what that was like? I mean, in terms of her abuse, physical, emotional?
Yeah, I mean, my mom, you know, I have a lot more compassion for her now, Nancy, than I did when I was younger. I was really victim. I played the role of the victim, being at the effects of her abuse. But you know, she, however her mood was for that given day, you just didn't know if you were going to be on the other side of, you know, getting slapped or being ridiculed for just being a child. You know, I sort of learned how to navigate her mood and influence her mood. And just, I learned how to stay out of the way and to not raise my hand if I needed anything. Just really, the priority of the home was to keep her calm and peaceful.
Well, as you grew up from four into your teenage years, that need to please did start to turn into anger. I mean, really, you loved your dad, you loved your mom. I know your dad was the provider. He worked a lot, and your mom was the one raising the kiddos. But at the same time, you must have looked at both of them saying, hey, I am not the source of why you're sad and painful. And hey, dad, why are you not protecting me? Did you have those conversations?
You know, I don't think I knew better until I would go and see the dynamics in my friends' families. So, you know, everybody sort of played a role and we just never talked about it. Like, it was never discussed. There were silent rules that you just sort of kept things the way they were. The last thing I wanted to do was upset the apple cart and raise my hand and say, you know, no. Mm. First of all, I didn't know that until I saw dynamics between my girlfriend and her mother, you know? So,
and you kind of saw what you were missing. And when you saw that relationship, a more positive one, what did you do with the sadness?
It made me want to never be home. So I got lost in my youth group. I got lost in working. I minimized the time I spent at home. I maximized the time I spent with my friends, just not to be around my family life.
Well, and I imagine, you know, as a teenager, there's already significant life changes going on in your body and your mind and expectations and school and social groups. But, you know, that youth group was really the channel for you to be able to find your voice. And there was an opportunity when they said, what's going on? And what did you tell them? What did you say in terms of the words to explain it?
You know, it's so funny because, you know, I don't know nowadays what it's like for kids that have a parent with mental illness, but it was a secret that I was very protective of. So I never wanted anyone to know. So that also meant you didn't talk about it. And if it snuck out that my mother wasn't herself, I would be ridiculed, and kids can be mean. So I never felt safe. And it wasn't until I found my youth group where I felt like I was just accepted for me and therefore surrounded by people who would be understanding and compassionate. And I was invited on a retreat weekend and invited to tell my story. And that's when I did. I stood in front of the whole group on a podium and told my story and just got so much love and compassion and feedback.
Scary yet liberating at the same time. And yeah. I know that, you know, for many at 18, 17, depends on what age they are, but you could have gone away to school. It could have been an opportunity for you to find your own path. But once again, you had to play your role in the family. What were you asked of by your parents?
Yeah, I'd wanted to go away to college, but my parents didn't want that. And I think primarily it was because they needed me to be home with my mother because she was very frail at certain points. Not sick enough to be hospitalized, but just needed someone to be with her. And so I played that role. And so they just said, no, you'll go to county college.
Mm. At that point, do you kind of pack away your dreams or do you still have hopes that something will manifest?
Yeah, I was very disappointed and angry and resentful. And luckily, I got a good job. My dad actually helped me get my first job and I just started working.
Well, thank goodness for work, right? It could be the youth group and work can be great distractions. So, Michelle, stay with us because we're going to come back. There's more to your story. Obviously, mental health is something that's so important and we have to talk about it. If you know someone who is struggling, you know, make sure that you get them support. You're welcome to reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com for resources. Stay with us when we come back with more Michelle's interview. I am Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. And today it's all about rising above those difficult times in our life. Crawling, walking, skipping our way to living full out. We'll be back.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out radio show. It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about rising above difficult times in your life. And we're continuing our interview with Michelle Dickinson, who is sharing with us what it was like as a child growing up with a mom who had a mental illness and, you know, just how it affected her and her confidence and her ability to really grow in life and how she kind of translated all of that life lessons into who she is today as an advocate for mental health. So stay with us. We have a lot to get through. So welcome back, Michelle.
Thanks, Nancy.
Now, you know, obviously, your mom, obviously, you know, from time to time blamed you for days that were not so good and you know, that you, it was your responsibility, it was your fault. And, you know, your dad didn't always pop in and you know, give you that sphere of influence, that positive part that you needed because he was working all the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm just curious, having grown up in that atmosphere, quote, this secret that you had to keep, how did that translate then to the husbands that you had in your future? because I know you were married twice and you've been divorced twice, but interestingly enough, you kind of married your mother on the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
way?
True. Yeah, you know, I think that in life we gravitate to what's familiar versus what's good for us. And, you know, I'm still in therapy. I think therapy is the best thing in the world. But through a lot of self-discovery work and years of therapy, I can see vividly now that, you know, my first marriage was the male version of my mother. It wasn't a healthy relationship, but it was so familiar, because he was very similar to my mother in terms of manipulation and control and, you know, like the emotional and mental abuse that I endured. Thankfully, there was no physical abuse, but it was familiar. And yeah, I mean, I think our childhood experiences shape us. And therefore, if we're not conscious of it, we gravitate to what's familiar and not what is best for us.
Now, husband number two, kind of the abuse kept going, but now in a more controlling way. And how was he kind of a result of how you grew up?
So just to clarify, he never abused me at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happened was I continued to evolve because I had a lot of stuff to unpack. I had a lot of, experiences from my youth that were still lingering. And I set out on a self-discovery journey that had me very much growing, expanding into a completely different direction than him. He was, I think he had his own controlling tendencies, but it was nothing like my first marriage at all.
Now, the second marriage, though, interestingly enough, that one also had codependency on both sides. And in
exactly.
What way?
Exactly. Codependency showed up for sure. And, you know, you might suspect codependency, but when a marriage counselor definitively says you are both codependent, that's when you look in the mirror and you go, wow. And you understand that a childhood growing up with someone with a mental illness like bipolar disorder results in something like that, because it's just a natural thing that happens. And you got to do the work, you know, you got to do the work, look in the mirror and get the support and examine, you know, why you land in these situations.
And it's, you know, it's there must have been this foggy time in your life, right? Your marriage was ending, your job had ended, you lost the job, and you too found yourself going into a depression. Not
right.
Exactly like your mom, but in what way was it similar? In what way was it different?
So I had always said to people, thank goodness I'm adopted, because I won't have the same genetic makeup as my mother with her bipolar disorder. I'm not going to get bipolar disorder. I dealt with seasonal depression every year in New Jersey. We get these cold, dark winters and I dealt with that, but normally a trip to the Caribbean would resolve it. And then I went through the separation of my second marriage and we've been together for 19 years. And I just found myself in a very dark place. And I said, oh my goodness, like I'm normally a happy person. Like people will tell you I'm a very happy, resilient person. I've been through a lot, but I can normally pull myself out. But this was just something really dark and I knew I needed support. So I went to a therapist and he was like, you're dealing with depression and you need to find healthy ways to deal with it and navigate it, because it was a major life event that put me in that space. And it was far different than I ever thought my mother experienced. My mother had highs and lows. This was just depression, like could not get out of bed, did not want to work, did not want to interact with people, and I knew there was a problem when I didn't want to do the things that I love to do no matter what.
Mm, that's very powerful. And I know your parents, they stayed together, they never divorced, and your dad was loyal to her until she eventually passed. But I'm just curious, before she passed away, were you able to forgive her? Were you able to have some sort of a conversation that kind of allowed her to validate, or you to validate to her what you had gone through? Or what was the timing of that? Because it is hard once somebody is gone. You wish you could have said something.
Yeah, our relationship evolved. I think I had learned from a therapist to put boundaries in place no matter what. because I would get lost in the care of my mom, even though I wasn't living with her. So I had learned to set boundaries, and that always came with some backlash. She was always mad that I wasn't available 24/7 to her. So I had a tumultuous relationship with her, except for like the last time I spent time with her for her birthday. It was like woman to woman. She was treating me like an adult, was not belittling me like the child that she used to. And I had a really deep sense of peace about my relationship because it had sort of evolved into a good place. And then shortly thereafter, she passed away.
And then having gone through the depression, eventually got clarity due to all your therapy and the work that you did. If you could go back to her, having now gone through the depression, what would you say in terms of what you understand now?
Yeah, when I sat down to write my memoir, I made it my business to understand what life was like for her dealing with bipolar. And this was before I was diagnosed with clinical depression. And it wasn't until I started to step into her shoes was I able to find compassion. So I think what I would have done and what I tell people to do now who are struggling with a loved one is get educated and try to put yourself in their shoes, because right now all you can feel is the effects of them and you don't understand how hard it is. So I got educated about my mom a little bit too late, but I'm very grateful because I was able to forgive her and find compassion.
Oh, well, and I'm so glad for that. You know, just peace of mind. And she knows. The spirit of her knows, you know.
Totally.
And I'm curious. I'm so glad that you found therapy. And I know many do, or they find coaches that can help them. But there are going to be people in our audience and who will hear this that they don't have insurance. They don't have money for a therapist. And they are under that dark cloud. And quite frankly, they might not feel like it's ever going to change. Just that sick and tired of being sick and tired feeling. What do you have in terms of advice for them?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of great resources out there. I mean, the National Alliance on Mental Illness is NAMI.org. They have a lot of great resources and groups like their community chapters that they have across the U.S., but they actually have support groups. It was born out of a family wanting to support their loved one with a mental illness. So you could find how to support a loved one, but then they also have information on how to access care that might be beyond insurance. So check that out. The most important thing I tell people is to just meet, if you're struggling, find someone to keep talking to. Get out of your head about it and find someone that you trust that you can talk to. And if you don't feel like you can talk to anyone, there's a wonderful free peer-to-peer mental health community called 18%. It's 18, the number, percent written out, .org. It's free. It's anonymous. You can just go in there and talk to other people who may be where you are.
You know what? I know people are writing that down, and everybody, this show, you can go back and hear it again after it's live here. But I want you to, everybody to be supported and really take that in and maybe gift that knowledge away to someone that you know is going through depression or having a hard time. And Michelle, I want to thank you so much. And if somebody wants to check out your book, because the topic is so important, what is it titled?
Sure. It's Breaking Into My Life, and you can find it on Amazon, or you can reach out to me through my website, which is MichelleEDickinson.com.
Perfect. And Michelle, again, hard topic to talk about, super important, and I'm really proud of the growth that you've done and who you are today, and we are just cheering you on. I know you're going to have good days and bad days still, but, you know, the great thing is you've come up with a really good support team.
Okay? Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Nancy. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Best of luck. Thank you.
Thanks.
And for everybody listening, we try to tackle topics that are hard here. Sometimes it's abuse. Sometimes it's mental illness. Sometimes it's homelessness. And sometimes it's having to rehabilitate after a really tragic accident. And the thing is, what's the common thread there is that, you know, we have to get past those hard times. We have to rise above them. We have to put those in the past and stay positive into the future. And sometimes that's a coach, sometimes that's therapy, sometimes that's medication. And most of all, it is talking. It's getting out of your mind, out of your heart, you know, what is eating away at you, and just give it away so that you can feel lighter, you can feel free. If you have a story that you'd like to share with our community and perhaps we can have you on as an inspirational guest, please reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com. Let us know what you've gone through. Let us know what you learned, you know, at the end of the day here in terms of your life lessons. Make sure to give us your contact information, and perhaps, just like Michelle, we can have you on the show. Also, we're going to be still taking more of your calls as we go through the show here, but consider, what is it today? What is that difficult time from your past that you are going to rise above? Today is the day you're going to let it go. Today is the day that you're going to say, I'm done, you know, trying to warrior this by myself. I'm going to get help. Today is the day. Set yourself free. So we'll be coming right back after this break. Today, it's all about rising above those hard times. I am Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys. Check out my
new
video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
Football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it.
My student loan is totally paid off.
What? What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation in the French Riviera, and then buy it.
You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
When it comes to rising above difficult times in your life, you want to have the perspective of always knowing that the past is in the past. You can close that door. You have the ability to kiss it goodbye, to relish what you've learned from it, but then pivot in another direction, arms wide open, embrace your future as you live full out.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
I am so happy to be here with all of you. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. And today we've been talking about rising above those difficult times in our life. And, you know, just all take a breath, right? Because, wow, when we think about the things that we've all gone through, right? I know all of you are thinking, okay, that relationship, okay, that heartbreak, okay, that job loss, that health condition, right? And wow, you survived it. You got through it. And you know what? If it's still hanging in there with you, maybe it's a chronic pain or a relationship that hasn't ended, or maybe it's your family member and you can't really quite disconnect from them. I want you to be proud of what you've learned in terms of survival skills, positive coping skills, maybe the support team that you've built, maybe being able to push back and find your confidence and find your voice. Be proud of that. And then, yes, there's still maybe work that we all have to do, just like our guest today did, therapy, coaching, or building a tribe of people that you can turn to on those really hard days where you have triggers. But the great thing is you are able to embrace the future. You are not defined by your past. And when we consider, you know, rising above hard times, you really almost have to disassociate the hard time from the emotions. Because I get it. If we let the hard time, you know, wash over us with the emotions of anger, sadness, all of that, then we're giving the power away. We're letting those difficult times win. But if you're able to kind of compartmentalize it, put it in its place, look at it slightly differently and say, you know what? You don't serve me anymore. This difficult time came into my life. It taught me X amount of great lessons. But you know what? I've got to let you go. I have a life to live. So talk to that difficult time. Put it in its place is what I say. And I know, again, that's easier said than done sometimes. So your friend Nancy is always here for you, okay? Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. Let's go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to Living Full Out Show.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hi. So I was wondering if you had any advice for empty nesters. My husband and I are going to be empty nesters next year, and I'm worried that I'm going to be depressed. We had hoped to do some traveling, but that's all on hold because of what's going on. So I'm just worried that I'm going to be sad and feel lonely, and I was wondering if you had any advice.
I have a couple of thoughts that have come to mind, actually. First of all, I can tell, number one, you're an amazing mom, so kudos to you. And I know that because how concerned you are about them leaving. You're like, no, not, I'm a mama cub, right? Don't, you know. But at the same time, woohoo, right? Change that bedroom into a sewing room. Make it an in-home gym. No, I'm kidding, but sort of kidding. So, you know, you have to look at the positives and the negatives of it all, right? Sure, you're used to them being there. Sure, you worry, what if? What if they fall down? Who will pick them up? what if they make a mistake and I can't protect them? But have you ever had mistakes in your life? Have you ever fallen and your parents did not pick you up, right?
Many times.
Many times, right? And so that is the only way, like you, that they're going to get to where you are. If you helicopter over them, if they live with you until their golden years, right? That's not going to work, right? They're not going to flourish. So you got to let them go. Let them make those mistakes so they can learn. Now, at the same time, going back to the woohoo, right? It is date night. It is lingerie night. It is, right? It is cook what I want when I want, right? I want you to go back to before you ever had your kiddo. You know, what was your marriage like then? Even before you got married, what were you like then? What are some of the passions and hobbies that you put aside? You didn't give them up, but you put them aside and made your family a priority. What can you go back to? What's one thing that brings you joy?
So that's another thing that I'm concerned about, because some of the things that I was doing, I can no longer do because of COVID. So right there.
There's an opportunity to find new hobbies. And I'm going to give you a similar resource I gave to someone else earlier in the show, meetup.com. Also, there are a lot of Zoom social groups going on right now. I welcome you to check those out. And, you know, I find that this kind of COVID time is getting us resourceful. It's getting us out of our comfort zone. It's having us try something different. And so just embrace that. Again, woohoo! I want to hear it. Give it to me. Woohoo!
I definitely have those feelings also, but I also am worried about, you know, feeling lonely and,
you know what? Focus on the here and now and live full out, okay? You'll be fine. But most of all, thank you for calling. Everybody, go out there, live full out. Put the past in the past. Rise above the difficult times. Know I believe in you. Our entire family here believes in you. Check us out. Go to livingfullout.com to hear today's show again, to get re-inspired. Mental health is an important topic, so again, let's share it with others. Here's to you living
Thank
your
you
life
Thank you for listening
full
out. To the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Soleri. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, living full out.